overhaul of the rules. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. The House has passed legislation that would change the rules for certifying the results of a presidential election. The bill would change the arcane 1800s-era law known as the Electoral Count Act, which governs, along with the Constitution, how states and Congress certify elections and declare presidential election winners.
Massachusetts Democrat Jim McGovern says the proposal should be bipartisan. Most House Republicans are raising concerns, like Pennsylvania's Guy Reschenthaler.
It does everything to take away constitutional and state sovereignty over elections.
A bipartisan group in the Senate is working on a separate Electoral Count Act measure.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. New York Attorney General Letitia James has filed a civil lawsuit against former President Trump and his company, claiming he overvalued his assets.
Mr. Trump and the Trump Organization repeatedly and persistently manipulated the value of assets to induce banks to lend money to the Trump Organization on more favorable terms than would otherwise have been available to the company.
And James says that allowed Trump to pay lower taxes. Trump's three oldest children were listed as co-defendants. She wants to bar them from serving as an officer or director in any corporation or a similar business in New York and ban them from real estate deals for 5 years. An attorney for Trump says the suit is politically motivated. He wants action taken against Russia. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky addressing the United Nations General Assembly via video link more than 6 months since the Russian invasion of Ukraine.
Ukraine demands punishment for trying to steal our territory.
Zelensky is urging world leaders to strip Russia of its vote in international institutions and its UN Security Council veto. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
One of the former police officers involved in the death of George Floyd has been sentenced to 3 years in prison on state charges.
Former Minneapolis police officer Thomas Lane was sentenced to 3 years for aiding and abetting second-degree manslaughter. He's already in a federal prison for 2.5 years after being convicted of violating George Floyd's civil rights. He's being allowed to serve the terms at the same time. Lane admitted to holding George Floyd's legs down while then-officer Derek Chauvin pinned him down with his knee on his neck. Chauvin was sentenced to 22.5 years in prison after being convicted of murder and manslaughter. He pleaded guilty to federal charges of violating Floyd's civil rights as well. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Robert Sarver says he started the process of selling the Phoenix Suns and Phoenix Mercury after he was suspended over accusations of workplace misconduct, including racist comments. Funding to aid Puerto Rico could be part of a funding package working through Congress.
As Puerto Rico continues to recover from Hurricane Fiona, House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer says he's talked to the governor and the federal government is responding. He says getting help to Puerto Rico is a high priority, and when asked about funding for aid in the continuing resolution to keep the government open, he says it's something Congress is looking into.
FEMA has a pretty big billions of dollars fund that they may be able to use in the short term, and we'll see if they need more.
When asked about Medicaid disaster relief funding similar to aid after Hurricane Maria, he says that's also being talked about. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
NASA engineers have tested the plumbing of its new moon rocket, but it sprung another leak. The demonstration had barely begun when the hydrogen leak began from the same place, despite new seals and repairs. Engineers stopped the flow, warmed the lines, and tried the test again, but the leak persisted. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.